What's up, guys? There's really a lot going on lately with our cousins coming back from Thailand after years, and we didn't have enough time to update our channel. Ginger's studying for a great exam for next year that determines which high school she goes to, and it's really stressing her out. She told us that each one of her teachers assigned more than 50 pages of homework for them, and most of her classmates just copied the answer. So, because she doesn't have enough time to record her stories right now, I'll be taking over for a few days. Anyways, school starts in late August, and honestly, I'm not happy about it at all. I heard rumors that the teachers in middle school are all very strict and gives lots of homeworks and tests. I've seen Ginger staying up very late at night, and it's just very stressful. Fingers crossed. Hope I can handle all the pressure. False Death by Emily John. The brakes won't work, I cried. I jammed my foot down at the brakes, but it wouldn't budge. My heart was pounding hard like a bass drum. My bottle rolled down there, Jace called out, his voice weak and trembling. He was clearly drunk. His face was burning red. I bent down with one hand still on the steering wheel and frantically grasped at the wine bottle under the brakes pedal with the other. It's stuck, I exclaimed. Perhaps I wasn't able to get it out because of my sweaty hands, making the glass bottle very slippery. I sat up again, staring straight ahead. Gail, who was sitting next to me in the front passenger seat, was breathing heavily, and he looked petrified. The fog outside made it very difficult to see. The swishing of the leaves made the situation even more intense. The car almost crashed into a telephone pole, but I quickly turned the steering wheel. We all yelped in surprise as the car jerked to the right and almost toppled over. "Ben, watch out," Gail shouted, pointing ahead. Enzo screamed as a vague form of a girl appeared through the thick layer of fog. She was holding a camera in front of her chest. I abruptly spun the steering wheel, but it was too late. I stared in horror ahead as the car sprinted straight forward and crashed directly into a tree. The glass had shattered into shards and the rough tree trunk was inches from my face. Breathing a huge sigh of relief, I turned to my friends in the back seat. "You guys okay?" I asked. "No, we're not okay. We just killed someone, Ben," Gail screamed. He pushed the door open and rushed outside, kneeling down beside the girl. All of my friends followed him towards the dead body. I hurried outside and stopped briefly to gaze at the car. It was completely wrecked. The windows were all crushed into bits, and a large tree branch was smashed into the car hood. I gave it one last glance and jogged towards my friends, who were bending over the victim. She was lying on the ground face down. "Oh no," Trevor whispered, dropping to his knees. The situation just got a whole lot worse. Enzo flipped the bloody corpse over and let out a faint gasp. He was right, I realized that as I made out the victim's face. Ariana. Chapter 1. "Come out already or we'll go without you." At 10 p.m., we all gathered at Gail Robertson's house to celebrate his 18th birthday. I've been staying at his house since my apartment burnt down and my parents passed away. The bathroom door finally opened and Enzo walked out, drying his hair with a towel. "Hey, is Ariana here yet?" He turned off the lights and reached for a wrinkled sweatshirt. "Yeah, she arrived 10 minutes ago," I said. He started to make his way downstairs, but I stopped him. "You're seriously wearing that? Hate to break it to you, but his dad is also coming." Seriously?" he asked. "Her dad is always standing in my way. He would totally ruin Gail's birthday party." He grabbed a hoodie and headed downstairs. Ariana's father, Josh Paul, never really liked Enzo. He had met up with Mr. Pa a few times already, but he never made a good impression, mostly because of his rude manners and weird behavior. "What's up, Josh?" Enzo greeted. He gave Ariana a big hug. "Your shirt is so wrinkled," Mr. Pa scolded. Where are your manners? At least iron your clothes before meeting someone, okay?" And they replied with an awkward nod and a smile. "Let's get going," Gail said, reaching for his car keys. "We should get out before it's too dark." "Where are you guys going?" asked Mr. Pa. He's always worried that we would do something stupid that would cost us our life. "Alvin gave me this car as my birthday gift," Gail explained. "Ben wants to take her out for a spin." Mr. Paw shook his head with a frown. No, you're too young to drive. Now hand me the keys." "But we already got permission from Alvin." "So you should agree with your own brother," Trevor said. Mr. Paw sighed. "Fine, but make sure you come back before midnight, okay?" He handed Gail the keys. We started out the door when Enzo turned. "Ariana, are you coming with?" She shook her head. "No, I'm going to host a live stream at 11. My fans want to see the fireworks at the waterfront." We all walked to the garage. "Alvin is the best," Enzo said, glaring at Gail's new car. "He's so much cooler than Josh. He would never give you a new car as a present because it's somewhat dangerous to drive in the middle of the night." "I'm not sure about this one," I said. "Maybe Josh was right. We could be too young to drive. I mean, didn't Gail fail his driver's test?" "Stop bringing that up," Gail demanded. "That's my secret shame," I snickered. Jace opened his car door and soaked in the new car smell. "Come on, get in. We should really get going. The sky is already really dark. The street lights on this block don't work." Gail sat down in the driver's seat and strapped in his seatbelt. He slowly backed his car out of the garage. "Can't you go any faster?" Jace asked, clearly not impressed by Gail's driving skills. "Oh, you think this is easy?" Gail scoffed. "You have no right to criticize me since you don't even know how to drive a car." "Whatever," Jace muttered. He took out a bottle of wine and started drinking. Jace is always breaking the laws. In fact, he does illegal things whenever he gets the chance. He's only 14 and he's already drinking. The car started picking up speed. The wind was swishing outside. A thin layer of mist swept through the air. Gail stopped in front of a crossroad. I looked over at Jake. He was already half unconscious and resting his head on the car door. "We should head back," Enzo suggested, looking at the bright screen on his phone. "It's already past midnight. We promised Mr. Paul we'd be back by then." "Since when do you care so much about what he says?" I joked. "Come on, let's go back. I want to drive." Gail shook his head. "You don't know how to drive. Chances of you driving us home without crashing are very slim." "Come on, don't be such a big baby," I said. "This road is so wide. What could possibly go wrong?" Gail sighed and switched to the front passenger seat. I took a U-turn and started driving. The air started getting foggy with the light shower. "I can't see well," I said. I turned on the fog lights, but it didn't really help. "Drive slower," Jace called, slurring his word. "All the shaking is making me want to puke." The rain was really starting to come down, making the road very slippery. Raindrops are hitting hard on the windshield, making it really difficult to see. "Come on, admit you can't drive in this kind of condition and let me switch over," Gail said. "I'm really starting to question your skills at this point." "This rain is no big deal," I grunted, terrified on the inside. "I'm so much tougher than you think. See, I just gotta turn the steering wheel and The car almost flipped over as I suddenly spun the steering wheel. I didn't notice I was charging towards a safely island. The thick layer of mist was not making the situation any better. Yeah, I think we should really switch now. You come drive, I stammered to Gale. Oh, so now you need my help, Gale said impatiently. There's nowhere to pull over here. You'll need to keep driving. Be careful, though. Great tips, I thought. I heard Jace groaning in the back seat. Then the sound of glass hitting the car floor. Sounds of thunder were crashing in the distance. I'm pulling over, I said. I don't know how to drive and this is the worst condition ever. I took a turn and got ready to stop the car beside the waterfront. The leaves on the trees were swishing loudly and raindrops hitting hard on the front windshield. I tried to stop the car, but the brakes weren't working.